Greetings, saints of God. As we put a wrap on this topic, love must win. We talk about a number of things. We talk about love as a lifestyle. And we're talking about love as a language. And the greatest example of that is Jesus Christ. You know, he handled various cases that came to him. Cases that, if they were handled by others, would have resulted in chaos and confusion. Cases which, by the law of Moses that was ruling at the time, would have caused even individuals to be cut off or destroyed. Sometimes politics get in the way, but politics must not impact the love of God. Politics should not allow the love of God to dry up. If that were the case, Christ would not have gone to Samaria. The politics of the day did not allow the Jews to have any dealing with the Samaritans. But he went anyway, because God's love runs deep. God's love cannot be hindered, or should not be hindered, by political divide, political matters. The love of God is not controlled by anything on the earth. There is no law, as is described in Galatians chapter 5. Against such there is no law. The fruit of the Spirit is love, joy, peace. And the Bible concludes to say that against such there is no law. No law on earth can prevent the fruit of the Spirit from bearing. Because those fruit are parts of the fruit, are not from earth. They are God sent, God given. Christ also helped a woman who was caught in the bed of adultery, because those who were accusing her were not splitting justice fairly. They were one-sided in their judgment, lopsided in their judgment. And Christ saw and felt the injustice of them, moved with compassion, and responded to the woman who was caught in sin, and told her to go away and sin no more. Do not continue in the activity of adultery. Whatever it is that sin has caused us to do, the woman of Sychar was a fornicator and an adulterer too. These two women were adulterers because they were with men that were married, or men that were not their own. And so they were committing sins to their bodies. But Christ, in his love for mankind, spoke a word of love to these women, a language that they had never heard before, a language that didn't desire to take anything but to give. That was an unusual type of language. A language that gives without expecting anything in return is a language that comes from God, unselfish, caring and concerning and forgiving. Is this kind of language and love that God gives to mankind. And so, because of this, love must win. Why? Because, as the scripture says, perfect love, or complete love, cast it out, drive out, fling out, throw out fear. Fear has no space where love lives. Fear cannot coexist with love, because there is no fear in love. And so, as people, we have the authority in Christ to command Satan to get out of the way, to move out of the way, so that God's love will control the way we think, the way we act, and the way we live. It's ample time to allow God's love to empower us so we can break free from every form of fear. When God's love is inside of us, it gives us the power to break free from every kind of fear that the enemy would want to bring upon us. And so this morning, I want to encourage us. Let God's love build us up so that we can prevail. Why? Because greater is he that is in us than he that is in the world. 1 John 4 and verse 4, very powerful text. That we have so much resources in the word of God. We are not called to be victims. We are called to be victors. Christ declared, we have overcome the world. So we are overcomers through Jesus Christ. Paul said, we are more than conquerors through him that loves us. So because Christ loves us, we become more than conquerors. So we can conquer through love. Because Christ make us conquerors because of his love for us. We too can conquer any situation that presents itself. But we must do so from a different level than that which is expected. We must do so from another plane than the common plane. And the uncommon plane is a plane of love, the activity of love. May God help us. May God allow us. May we be submissive and subjected to God and to the Holy Spirit so that we can become recipients and those who express the love of God in our lifestyle, in our practices, in our communities, in our home, in our churches, in our workplaces, on the street. May there be a language of love that others would want to experience as they experience it from us. Heaven bless our hearts. In Jesus' name.